Presiding over this meeting tonight. May I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Williams?
Yes.
Hyatt?
You have to speak into the microphone.
This one?
Yep, the one that's green.
Hyatt?
Here.
Goins is absent. Millen?
Yes.
And Vineyard? Vineyard?
Here.
Thank you.
Are there any questions or amendments to the previous meeting minutes from Wednesday, January 10th, 2024? All right, sounds like a no. May I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the Wednesday, January 20th, 2024 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Hyatt?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
And Williams?
Yes. All right, minutes are approved. Are there any citizens' comments from the public tonight regarding any topic not on tonight's agenda? Seeing as there's no one in the room, I'm going to take that as a no. There is one public hearing scheduled for tonight's Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. The purpose of this hearing is to invite testimony from members of the public regarding the proposed request that is being considered before this commission tonight. Public testimony for persons present who wish to speak may be for or against the request, or to ask questions of the petitioner regarding the request being heard. Those persons wishing to testify are asked to speak clearly, one at a time, state your name and who you represent, if anyone. You are also asked to sign in at the podium. If you plan to speak during tonight's public hearing as a petitioner or a member of the public, please stand, raise your right hand, and repeat after me. Seeing as there is no one in the room or in Zoom land, we can skip through that. The order for receiving testimony during the public hearing will be as follows. The petitioner will present, those who wish to speak in favor of the request, and then those who wish to speak in opposition of the request. May I have a motion to open the public hearing on petition number PZC 2024-04, United City of Yorkville, for a text amendment to the comprehensive plan? I think we have a second there. All right. Thank you. Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Hyatt?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
And Williams?
Yes.
Yes.
The public hearing up for discussion tonight is as follows. United City of Yorkville petitioner is proposing to amend the Yorkville Comprehensive Plan, including a modified future land use map. Pursuant to section 11-12-7 of the Illinois Municipal Code, 65 ILCS 511 through 12-7, and section 9-1-1 of the Yorkville City Code. The proposed amendment adds sections to the future land use map, addendum to reclassify the property located at Cannonball Trail and south of Galena Road from estate conservation slash residential to a land use designation of agricultural zone, AZ. The request will also amend the property located at the southeast corner of US Route 34 and Sycamore Road from the neighborhood retail, NR, to the mid-density residential, MDR, land use category. The changes are a result of a rezoning approvals made by the City Council in calendar year 2023. Is the petitioner for PZC 2024-04 United City of Yorkville ready to present?
Yes. So staff just wanted to continue our progress of updating our comprehensive plan annually. So we go through any changes in the text that has been done through rezonings or any other land use reclassification. So in 2023, we had two developments that came in that rendered the need for change in future land use to our comprehensive plan, which is adopted in 2016. Those two developments were the Bristol Ridge Solar Farm 105 and the North Point development, which is a senior proposed senior apartment development. So Bristol Ridge originally had a future land use designation as single family due to or estate conservation residential, which equated to single family development. Due to the approval and proposed construction of a solar facility, we are proposing to change that future land use to agriculture. So you will see images in the packet, which shows how the land use changes will look in the final document. And then the second parcel, North Point, that was originally designed for future land use of neighborhood retail. Because of the multifamily residential approval for the senior facility, staff felt that a mid-density residential land use designation would be appropriate. Unless there are any questions, this is the extent of the changes. As I mentioned, it continues from changes that we've adopted over the last almost 7 years.
Thank you, Christy. Is there anyone present who wishes to speak in favor of the request? Is there anyone present who wishes to speak in opposition to the request? Are there any questions from commissioners for the petitioner? Anyone out in Zoom land?
No.
All right. Since all public testimony regarding the petition has been taken, may I have a motion to close the taking of testimony and this public hearing?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
And Millen?
Yes.
Thank you.
The public hearing portion of tonight's meeting is closed. Seeing as there are no items under unfinished business for discussion, we'll move on to new business. Staff, do you have anything to add to PZC 2024-04 United City of Yorkville text amendment request?
I do not.
Perfect. Do any of the Planning and Zoning Commissioner members have any questions for the staff on the proposed request?
No.
Perfect. Thank you.
No.
May I have a motion to approve the petition PZC 2024-04 United City of Yorkville text amendment request?
So moved.
Can someone read?
Second.
Motion, in consideration of testimony presented during a public hearing on February 14th, 2024, and discussions conducted at that meeting, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval to the City Council of a request to amend the United City of Yorkville's 2026 Comprehensive Plan Update Future Land Use for the two identified land use changes as presented in a staff memorandum dated January 29th, 2024. Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
And Millen?
Yes.
Thank you.
Motion is approved. Is there any additional business the city wants to update us on?
Just quickly, I'm going to try to get us out of here. We did a 2023 post it up for everybody to see. Sorry, in Zoom land, if you're not able to see this. It's our 2023 year in review. I'm not going to go through every slide, but this is just an aerial footage that was courtesy of Lennar. So this just tells about the department in general. You can check this out. There's a web link in your packet, also on the city's website. Talks about our progress in building permits this year. They were 414 new housing starts, which is up from last year, about 46%, and that includes single family and townhomes. By the way, our new planner, Sarah Mendez, worked on this. So if anyone wants to say hi to Sarah after the meeting. And then this just shows our progress over building permits over a few years, total building permits for all types of uses were about 1,800, about 70 million in construction value added to the city, and about 3 million in permit fees collected by the department. Some of the new construction occurred in Grand Reserve. We also had Bristol Bay start its new townhome portion. We had Kendall Marketplace, also townhomes, finishing up in units 1 and 2. Timber Ridge Estates, which was a former Kendallwood Estates, started construction and had 13 permits issued. We also had Caledonia in Phase 3 by Lennar. And then there are some projects that opened, some you'll be familiar with, that came for approval through the commission. There's a link to the economic development webpage, so you can find out for all of the new businesses that opened. And this is pretty cool. It's just to show you what downtown used to look like before and now with the improvements of the painting. And then there's just what we did here as a committee, the development requests. We had about 29 petitions. Some came before you, some dropped out before they got to you. And then we just wanted to give a thanks to our former members, Deb Flores and Jeff Olson. And then just talked about a population projection, how we're projecting to be about 25,000 or surpass 25,000 residents by 2025. And that's important because we are linking to Chicago water, Lake Michigan water, if you will, because of the increased pressure on the aquifer that we're doing right now in the city well system. And then the Unified Development Ordinance is live. That's a vision of the first landing page, the splash page as they call it, on the website. Check that out. There's a link there, some images, and then our goals for the department include expansion of the planning department, hence our new planner here, Sarah, and then the downtown plan implementation. We want to continue working on implementing, getting grants for that, and then we are digitizing and modernizing the department, so a lot of paperless plan submittals is the goal there. So if you want to check it out, it's on the website, and I really appreciate you guys taking the time to come out on Valentine's Day for this meeting. And the other item that we had on unfinished business is the City Council action update. The variance for the shed was approved by the city, and also there were no objections to Kendall County's petition for the mile and a half review.
Thank you, Christy.
You're welcome.
Seeing as there is nothing further, may I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you. All those in favor say yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
All right. Meeting adjourned at 7:12.